broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday, February the 26th, 2024, 11 minutes past the hour, 40 degrees and sunny skies in the Marion area. You know, I always feel weird now about giving the temperature and the weather forecast in Marion, because we have people listening regularly in Idaho, Florida. Now we know about Lock Haven, Pennsylvania, Baltimore, and it's, I don't know, it's just, well, you know, this thing fascinates me because it is so interesting, and I know I've said this before, that you have people sitting in Idaho, you have people sitting in Florida, you have people sitting in Baltimore, you have people sitting in Pennsylvania, and of course people in Ohio, Columbus, Cleveland, Marion, all sitting together this morning and were able to conversate. I think that's fascinating. And you know what that proves to me is that we really all are more alike than we could ever be different. You know, during political campaigns, you always hear about, oh, the people here vote this way, the people there vote that way. Well, you know what? I think we're all more alike than we could ever be different. And I think this program is a good example of that. Let's see here. Well, phone lines are open. Again, if you'd like to call in and say anything, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But a lot of excitement coming up this Thursday and Friday. And again, if you didn't hear in hour number one, I'll run it down again very quickly for you. Celebrating the 30th anniversary of Mary Ellen Withrow being sworn in as the 40th Treasurer of the United States on March the 1st, 1994. On Thursday, she'll be live on the radio with me, 8 to 10 a.m. Don't miss that. Then, I won't give the times because really I don't know what the times are exactly, but I know she'll be at Harding on Thursday speaking to the Advanced Placement History class and eating with them. Speaking with them. And then Pleasant, she will be in front of the middle school and high school during an assembly on Thursday. On Friday, she'll be in front of the middle school and high school in an assembly at River Valley and also at Elgin, where it all started. And then there'll be a reception open to the public at 3:30 p.m. Kingston out on James Way here in Marion. And again, the program will basically consist, I'll do an introduction at all these places. There's a brand new 11-minute video out on her career, which is great. We'll be showing that. And Mary Ellen will be giving the speech that she gave 30 years ago on this date. First time she's given it in 30 years. And she'll be doing that. And of course, questions and answers, we'll do that. Carrington and Matt will be giving little minute speeches. So it's going to be just a lot of fun. And who knows who else will stop by. I know there are some surprises planned. And I also know that there's just going to be a lot of great things going on. And again, I really have to take my hat off to all these schools for making this happen. And also to Bob Goyer over at Kingston, because, you know, the food and the drink, this is really going to be an upscale event on Friday. At Kingston, like I said, wine, punch, water, cheese trays, vegetable trays. I hope everybody comes down. It's in the afternoon. It's not going to be dark. I hear the weather's going to be nice. I hope you come down and partake in this event because it's really going to be once in a lifetime. And it's only 3:30 to 5, so not all that long. And I wanted to thank Jeannie Evers, by the way, who sent me a birthday wish through social media. So I thank her for doing that. You know, I've known Jeannie for a long, long time. and known Jeannie's family for a long time, and she really is just the nicest lady. And she also recently celebrated a birthday, so I'm glad that she's doing well. So all is well there. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind, I hope our friend Judy is listening. Somebody asked me about that. Was it Friday night? On the Friday night show, if I heard anything from Judy. I have not heard anything from Judy. If you tuned in last week, you saw that there was a little bit of a contretemps, or I guess you heard there was a little bit of a contretemps on the air where Judy gave an opinion on something political, and then we had a call that followed it that it just wasn't, I don't know, it just, nobody was, I don't think anybody was trying to be mean. It was just an odd moment in life. And then Judy called back in and said that she was not going to listen because it had upset her. Well, I think we've all mended those fences, and a lot of people have called in and say they like hearing from Judy. So, Judy, if you're out there, I hope you will call in again. All opinions are good to be heard. And any opinions on anything we're talking about this morning, like the Mary Ellen events or the birthday things that went on last week, certainly those aren't controversial opinions. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Certainly nobody intends to be negative. I don't think that's ever the idea. I would hope it's not, because I don't think being negative is a good thing to do. You know, even in all the things that I say and all the kind of superfluous opinions that I give over the mornings here, I never intend to be mean. Now, you know, I understand that sometimes those can be received as being mean, but I would just like to go on record to say I never mention anybody's name. I never, and I am honest. Give me that. You know, I'm honest in my opinion. I understand it may not always be liked, but I am honest with what I'm saying. So I guess that's the best you can do. And you also have to understand, in some of these stories that I tell, which, by the way, are all true, I think sometimes people don't know everything there is to the story. I think people might know one side of the story. And they really don't know what else went on, because I think most people, when they do something bad, probably don't talk about that because it would make them look bad. So there's that. But that's neither hither nor yon, as they say, on this Monday morning, last Monday in the month of February. All right. Phone lines are open again, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 4038. If there's anything on your mind, give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you. All right. Well, what else is going on here in Marion at this point? You can get your Shamrock Shake. You know, I have no idea where my Shamrock Shake flyer went. You know, I had it here sitting in front of me a second ago, and I don't know if I I don't know if I dropped it on the floor or what happened. You know, I'm looking around me right now. See, this is why I'd be a terrible guest on a program, because I can't even keep my notes in order doing this show every day. Oh, yeah, it blew way over there across the room. So we're not going to – let's see if I can read it from across the room. Okay, February the 25th. Yeah, I think that's when it starts. So it's already started. You can get your Shamrock Shake over at McDonald's if you use DoorDash. Okay, other things going on here in Marion. The big event at the Women's Club, I believe, is coming up this Saturday. I believe so. I don't know how many years they've done this now, 4 or 5 years. And it's been a big success. I believe they're sold out this year, which is very, very nice. And I guess it's kind of a Dancing with the Stars takeoff, is my understanding, where people in the community are paired with a dance teacher, and they get up and they dance that night, and I guess they make a lot of money for the Women's Club, And that's a very nice thing, because for a long time, the women's club was not in the greatest shape. I was aware of that. So I'm glad to hear that everything's going well there. You know, I don't know if I will be at this event or not. I have not decided yet. You know, as social as I like to be, I mean, it sounds like a fun event. It's just there are a lot of things going on this weekend, Thursday and Friday. Matter of fact, Wednesday night as well. And Friday night with the Friday night show. It's not like everything ends on Friday after the event out at Kingston. So I'll be on Friday night from 8 to 10 with Matt and Carrington. But we've got Thursday, we've got Friday, Wednesday night, and then I think that event is on Saturday. So, you know, I know I would know a lot of people there. I know it'd be fun to see a lot of people there. Maybe I'll be there. I don't know. At this point, I guess we'll see how the week ticks out. We'll see if I'm like in a coma on Saturday after all these events coming up Thursday and Friday. You know, Mary Ellen is speaking 5 times over the course of those 2 days, and my goal is with every introduction to be different. I don't want to give her the same introduction everywhere we go. And trust me, I've known Mary Ellen for a long time, so I don't think it's going to be very hard to give her a different introduction everywhere we go. But that's going to be my goal. But you know the good thing about that goal? Nobody will know if I don't hit that goal or not, because there will be nobody except Carrington and Matt and Sean and Mary Ellen who will be at all 5 events. So if I do give the same introduction, I guess nobody will really know. I could come in and say, boy, I was brilliant. I gave 5 different introductions. When really, I only gave the 1 5 times. It's like an old vaudeville show. You know, you go from place to place to place to place to place, and you keep doing the same show. You don't have to change it because it's not the same audience. And by the way, I love this video. And they are going to show the video at Kingston as well. So if you come to the public reception at Kingston, and remember, it doesn't cost anything. Bring anybody you know. It's just going to be very, very special, and that video will be shown at Kingston as well, along with at all the schools. And you know what? I really hope, talking about that message earlier, that you don't have to leave Marion, you don't have to leave where you are to become a success. That's part of the thing that I hope is conveyed this weekend in all these events involving Mary Ellen, because it's so true. And I really know so many people, and I'm not talking about just kids either, by the way. I'm not talking about teens and 20-year-olds. I know so many people who are in their 30s and 40s who really have a lot of talent, and they could really do something great. And I think they will. I have faith. Hope dies last, as they say. I have faith that they will. But hopefully, maybe this is a reminder for them that they can do great things and they don't have to leave where they are. Because that's a big fear for a lot of people, is leaving where you are. That's a lot. It takes a lot to uproot, especially if you've got a family and ties to the community and things of that and a job. You don't always have to do that to become successful in what you want to do. So there you are. There's my message in this whole thing. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open. All right, I think we got a phone call coming in here, which I certainly do appreciate. Go ahead, caller.
You know, you won't have much trouble interviewing Mary Ellen, because there's you've been around her so much, and you guys done so much together, it'd just be like falling off a log.
I think so. You know, that's why I want to give her 5 introductions, because I've been around so often that I think I should be able to swing 5 different ones.
Yeah, it'd be easy for you, knowing her and everything. So, yeah, congratulations being able to be around those events and do that. It's nice to you doing that for the public also.
Well, are you going to be able to make it out Friday at 3:30?
I don't know about that, you know. going with the wheelchair and everything there and the weather conditions and stuff. But well, you just have to say, but it'll be nice that Carol will be able to sit here and listen to it, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm
one thing about the handicap, that show, and with your setup you got for the public and Marion here and city and county, that's a delight that don't happen on any other radio station. So we really appreciate it. So it's going to be nice that you're all the interviews and stuff, and the woman up there in Pennsylvania, she's persistent also. She came and talked you right into it, didn't she?
She did, and you know, that's what I thought, as I had said in my own mind about it. When she started, you know, saying the things that are persistent, I thought, well, you know what? That's very hypocritical of me, who's very persistent, to say no to her. So I thought, well, hey, I got to do this.
She's got the kind voice, and she's got the attitude, and she's got the thing that she's going to go to starting out. I don't know how long she's been in that. I didn't catch that on your interview there, how long she's been doing it. But I think she's going to be the type that a little bump there that you're going to give her. I think that's going to be a motivative thing for her to do, Scott. You don't realize how it sounded to me, and that the promotion thing there is really means a lot to a young starter. And you've got a couple there on your show that's young starters, and that's what they need. They need that. They need that tap on the shoulder and that smile, and that's what makes people go, you have a good day, Scott, and I'll catch up with you. Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
I didn't want to really bring this up, but I heard there on the news about the incident at Halftown Fairgrounds at the truck thing. Did that individual, was that fatal accident, or I didn't understand that. I was going to listen to the second time here at 10 o'clock, but from Adam. But I didn't know if that was a fatal accident or just they said run over. Now, you can get run over in the leg or something like that, but you know the particulars on that?
You know, honestly, I don't. I'm not sure if it was or not. Hope not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's the same way with me. And I talked to an individual about Mr. Logan. They said that it's a basketball game when that event happened.
So it was at the game.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's such a shame, but...
Well, it's funny, a name like that, you know, if you don't know the person, you don't know the person, naturally, but it's just one of those things, and like you said, young like that, and we've seen it all our life, ever since we can remember that, they was just 16. We had classmates that died just a year and maybe 2 years, 3 years just after we graduated, and you can't believe that, can you? When you know, graduate when you're 17, 18, and right in that age group, and then after you're out of school, just like that. So I learned that real fast 60-some years ago. I couldn't believe my eyes and ears when I heard that. But
yeah,
that's the way things go, and it'll continue going that way, and the sun's shining, and have a good day.
Hey, thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Welcome.
You know, I don't know if, you know what, I actually had my headphones off during the news break there. I don't know if that was a fatality over at the Coliseum or not. So if anybody knows, they can let me know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Or if there's anything else on your mind, feel free to buzz in. 740-751-4038. I did feel that earlier when we had the call from our listener there in Pennsylvania. You know, if you're going to be persistent, if somebody's persistent with you, I think you got to probably say yes. Again, I don't think I'll be a good guest, but you never know. People can bring things out of you. There might be something in there to talk about that would be fascinating. I don't know. I don't know how fascinating, but hopefully somewhat fascinating. Boy, there was something there in my mind that I was going to talk about, and it just... Oh, I know what it was. The biggest thrill, I think, for me, excuse me, this coming Thursday and Friday during these events. First of all, that Mary Ellen will get her due here, and I think that's great. But one of the things that I love so much about this is that Carrington and Matt, again, you know, 22 and 20, will get, I think for the first time in their lives, a chance to be in front of these big crowds and a part of this ceremony for Mary Ellen, who obviously is a Marian icon. And I love that they're going to get that exposure, and I love that they're excited about doing it. So, you know, that's what I'll enjoy those two days. And then remember to tune in Friday night, because I'm sure we'll talk a lot about that. They are great. But again, as I've said before, the connection with the people at this station right now, from Pastor Craig to Adam to Terry to Sean to Linda to Matt to Carrington to Jessica Hauser, it just could not be better right now. It could not be a happier time to be around and doing things. And certainly, apparently for some reason this morning, I've got the dry throat. Anywho, as they say, 31 minutes past the hour. Telephone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I think I have the allergies, and I think when the temperature goes up, like it did yesterday, well, I mean, it's 44 right now, I think that for some reason that gets in your throat, kind of dries you out. And the thing is, in normal life, that wouldn't be any problem at all. Because, you know, at work, you could just cough and go on and there'd be no problem. But when you're in front of a microphone and you have that same type of problem, it causes a little bit of a problem. But I don't think people care if I'm coughing here in the morning. You know, we're all sitting together basically having our breakfast chat here each and every morning. 32 minutes past the hour. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. You know, I've never got a definitive answer on what happened with the Scherzer Park sign. Isn't that interesting? You know, for those of you who don't know this mystery, here's another Marion mystery for you. Founders Park, downtown Marion there, always had a sign that said Founders Park. And then sometime in late November, early December, that sign came down and a great big new sign came up that said Scherzer Park. And it talked about the mayor's career and so on and so forth. And then recently, the mayor's sign came down and a big new sign that said Founders Park went back up. I have no idea what that was all about. I don't know. Does anybody know what happened there? Or what was going on with Founders Park, Scherzer Park, that whole thing? I have no idea. Oh, and I also got a message yesterday. I almost forgot about this. Got a message yesterday asking what was going on. Let's see here if I can find it very quick. If I can find it quickly, I guess I should say here. Where is the message that I got you? Here it is. Do you know what's going on, what they are doing across from McDonald's on Main Street? Does anybody know what's going on across the street from McDonald's on Main Street? I don't know. I'm not over there very often. And to be honest, I don't know what has been going on in that particular area. But if anybody does, let me know. So does anybody know what happened with Scherzer Park becoming Founders Park again? And does anybody know what's going on across the street from McDonald's on Main Street? So those are the questions. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Or anything else on your mind that you would like to talk about, feel free to dial the digits, and we can discuss them this morning. And again, Judy, if you're out there, I hope you are. And if you are, feel free to give us a buzz. We always enjoy hearing from you, as well as all the other people listening. Okay, here comes a call. Maybe this is going to tip us off here. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I was one of the callers at that time about that sign there, and I give my opinion over the radio, and I give a true statement that I thought it was the location and all this, and being two mayors, why one mayor would get it and the other one didn't get something like that. And I really respected both of those gentlemen, Mr. Kellogg and Mr. Searcher, and doing a fine job in all those years, Mary, and I think what it was, it's, 32, 34 years of service.
Yeah, between the two of them, yeah.
Either liked either one of them. They had the stamina to stay right in there and put forth our time. That's a lot of time being in there and being in front of the public for both them fellows. Both of them stuck right with it for that allowing time, and I mentioned one thing. If it's going to put a sign up, why didn't you put a sign up and just a little facial thing of Mayor Kellogg, Mayor Searcher? And I thought that was a fair thing, and I wasn't going to spout off about it anymore, but that was there. I didn't know if it had any pull on or not. But like I mentioned on there, I can remember the distinct words because I can still I still believe in 100% that one was just as good as the other. And that will get a lot of comment on that because one was Republican, one was Democrat. It goes to show you. In this town of Marion, we had one Republican and one Democrat for that many years, so that tells the caliber of people in Marion that they did get along, both Democrat and Republican, and I thought it was a good feat from every citizen in Marion.
I think so, and I'm just curious. I wonder where the sign went. They put this big, beautiful sign up there, and now it's gone.
I haven't seen the new sign. I know that I heard on your show that that was taken down. And I looked from a distance the other day, but I didn't have the time to go around there and really study it and look it over. But what do you mean? Is it the same size sign in the same location, but it's just a different sign?
Yep, that's it. It says Founders Park now and kind of explains that, but the Searcher sign's gone.
Well, the original Searcher sign that we was talking about, and unanimously it was granted to have that put up. Remember that word?
I do.
Yeah, and so that's the one I'm referring to. So I'll have to maybe here one of these days I'll get back up there and see what that is all about too. But I think it was good planning if they put it up there and put it back to the same one. Nobody complained about Founders Park, and you mentioned the other day, I understand that you didn't really know where they got the word Founders Park. Did they find it, or was it lost, or how many? It hasn't been up there that long, that park area. You know, the buildings were there, and Schaffer and Denzer was there, a furniture place, or I believe it's Schaffer, or is that the funeral home?
I don't remember what building was there, but it's been the last 20 years.
I think Schaffner's was a furniture store there on the right there on the corner. I'm pretty sure of that. I know we went in there a lot of times and stuff when growing up and stuff. But that's my voice on that part of it. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines again are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know what's going on across the street from McDonald's on Main Street? Or does anybody know what happened with Searcher Park? That is an odd thing. I've never seen anything like that because I know the park board approved it because I talked to one of the members of the park board about the whole thing. So I don't know why in the course of 2 or 3 months it would go from Founders Park to Searcher Park back to Founders Park. I don't know. That's just different. I don't know if it got moved. It's beyond me at this point. If anybody knows anything about it or has any thoughts about it, let me know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, the problem with that is you can't give somebody something like that, which is an honor, and then yank it back within 6 months. You know, I'm not saying you can't change things over time, but I don't even know what Founders Park really is all about. Because Founders Park, I don't even think it's 25 years old at this point, because there used to be buildings there. It's not like it was a long-time park. And I'm not even sure what Founders Park is even supposed to mean. I don't know where that name came from. Sounds nice. But most of the other parks we have in town are named after people, if not all of them, I think. I don't know what happened with that. It came in. Nobody made any mention when they changed the name of the park, to Founders Park, to Schertzer Park. And then when they changed it back, nobody's made any mention of that. I don't understand that whole thing at all. And maybe one day I will, and it will all make sense. But at this point, I have no idea. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 20 minutes left in the program here this morning. Anything on your mind that you would like to talk about? We can talk about the big events coming up this Thursday and Friday in regard to Mary Ellen Withrow. We can talk about the Friday shows here on the station with Carrington and Matt and Pastor Craig and Jessica Hauser and all the nice people who called in. Thanks for all the birthday wishes. Apparently a gift in the mail from Idaho coming my way, so I'm looking forward to seeing what that's all about. I did finally order my, I guess it's a gift from Kroger, March the 12th. It should be shipped to me, the Studebaker Radio. Looking forward to that. And the big thing at the Women's Club coming up this weekend, which, you know, I don't know how many people the Women's Club sits. I'm not really sure what the amount is there, but it's nice that they have sold out. I believe they have sold out, and that's great for the charity. And that's great for what they're doing over there. And I think that's just nice all around. And everybody who participates in that is a good thing. Now, the only thing that I have said over the years, and this goes beyond the Women's Club. This is not just a Women's Club thing. But you know what's interesting? There are certain things in Marion and beyond that get talked a lot about more than other things. Like, I always wonder, do we have any events that go on that raise money for the homeless? Or do we have any events that go on that raise money for veterans? Or do we have any events that go on that raise money for people who are sick? I'm sure we have some. I'm not saying we don't have any. But are they these annual events that raise a lot of money? I hope that we get into that area at some point as we go down the road. Because I think that's very, very, very important. I think it's just very important to take care of some of these causes. You know, I see the people around here with signs who have no place to live, or my family's fallen on hard times. That's very hard to see. And I do not remember that in Marion, Ohio, 5 or 6 years ago. I don't know what's happened. I don't ever remember seeing anything like that. So I'm not really sure what's happened that's causing all of this, but, you know, it's the way it is, so we're going to have to deal with it. It's clearly a problem in front of us, and hopefully clearly a problem that's going to get better as time goes on. I don't know how you fix it completely. You know, I see a lot of people stopping and giving money. I don't know where the money goes, but I certainly hope that it goes to helping those people do whatever they need to do to get wherever they need to get to be. So, there you go. It is interesting, though, how many people criticize them. Some people say that they're fake. They're only out there doing that to get money. Some people say if they can stand out there, they should just go get a job. Well, if you showed up to a job interview and you did not have clean clothes and you had not showered, and maybe you had, I don't know what's going on, maybe you had a medical issue, maybe you have a learning disability, I don't know. But I would think that might be very difficult to try to get a job. I think that's why things end up the way they do. People start falling down the ladder, and it's hard to catch yourself once you start to fall down the ladder. So there you go. 44 minutes past the hour. Again, phone lines are open here. We like to hear from anybody. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know what else I think about on the whole is that this is an odd thing to bring up, but I actually had a conversation on Saturday with somebody about, and this is not going to be about Taylor Swift, but we're going to start it there. Is Taylor Swift a cult? Because Matt talks about Taylor Swift and how he believes it's a cult. Now, I think he's saying that kind of in a jokey way, but I don't think Taylor Swift is a cult. I think some of her fans are very fanatical, but I don't think it's a cult. But there are some cults out there, and it's interesting how people get wound into that. Do you ever wonder how a cult happens? I'm not sure how that happens, but it's a little bit of, I think most people consider it brainwashing, although I don't know that people are totally brainwashed who are in cults. I don't know. I think they must think they're doing the right thing, or why would you do it? But I just, see, I'm not sure what is a cult and what is not a cult at this particular point. But I know that there are a lot of big groups out there that people follow around and give money to or pay big money to, and I don't know. Is that a cult? Does that define a cult? What's the definition of a cult? What makes a cult a cult? Anybody, any thoughts on that? Anybody have any ideas? 44 degrees, sunny skies, 46 minutes past the hour here on this Monday. I bet everybody's out enjoying the nice weather. When you get a nice stretch like this in February, it's a nice thing. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And looking at the weather report, it looks like it's going to be pretty good for Thursday and Friday for these events with Mary Ellen. So I'm happy to see that. That's one of those things. You don't want snow. You don't want school delays. You don't want bad weather. You don't want rain. You want to just come off nice and easy and have a good time. But the event at Kingston, once all the schools are done, because those are fun events, the schools are fun, but to get together at Kingston with the community and Mary Ellen's family, and that's a whole different ball of wax, in my opinion. Go ahead, caller.
I got to get more information on that gift that you got from Kroger's, that Studebaker radio, is that?
That's what it says.
Now, is that the word Studebaker is the brand name, or does it look like a Studebaker?
Let me look at it here. I'm going to pull it up because I just got a confirmation this morning that it was ordered. It says that 957 Studebaker Retro Radio.
957.
957 is what it said. Now, I don't know what 957, that may have something to do with the order number, but it says...
Maybe put a 1 in front of that, would be 1957 Studebaker, wouldn't it?
That would make more sense, I think.
And it's green. Is it green? Do I understand that?
Yeah, it's kind of a mint green.
And it's a radio, but you don't know whether it looks like automobile Studebaker or that's just the brand name.
Well, I saw a picture of it online, and that's the only place I saw it. It looked like an old-fashioned radio, but I didn't know that Studebaker made radios.
Well, I didn't either, but there's a lot of things we don't know, and we find out later, and we say, well, we didn't know that, but that'd be cool if it looked like a Studebaker, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm excited. Apparently, it's going to ship on March the 12th, so hopefully in a couple weeks, I'll have that.
Well, if Charlie was around, he could tell you if they made a Studebaker radio.
He would know. He would be one who would know, that's for sure.
That's for sure. That was the so-called radio man. He was right down on the... right up on the top line of radios, going clear to the bottom of the radios, wasn't he?
He was. He was every time I think of Charlie, all I think about is the fun that I had with him. It was always fun. Never a bad word.
And you know, Jeannie having a birthday, well, she isn't kidding me, went to school, all through school with her, but you know what? I know what owl she is, so we'll just keep it at that. Yeah, you open them quiver up, them women that don't want to give their age, buddy, you can tell right now that they graduated in the class of, well, I won't even say the year. See you, Scott.
Thanks, bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. You know, age is interesting. Now, I will say this. Mary Ellen, and I've talked to Mary Ellen about this, and we've talked about it on the air. They always put her age in articles. Now, I don't think it's because Mary Ellen cares about age. I just think she wonders, why do they keep putting my age in articles? And I don't understand that either, because they don't put anybody else's age in there. I'm not really sure what that's all about. That will be a mystery to me for quite some time. Why every time they mention her that they have to put an age in there? I don't know. I think it's peculiar, but to each their own. Now, I make fun of my age sometimes, give the wrong age and so on, or give the right age, depending on who you're listening to. But, you know, that's more about age to me. I don't think a whole lot about it. I think age is more in the mind. I mean, obviously, you are your age. You can't get away from it. And age does mean some things. Obviously, at certain ages, you can vote. Certain ages, you can drink. Certain ages, you can do other things. Age does matter. But as far as relationships with people, you know, personal relationships, I don't think age means all that much. So that's why I don't think about age very often. And when I'm around people, and I'm sure most people feel this way, whether I'm around somebody who's in their 90s or somebody in their 20s, I don't feel any different. I don't treat them any differently. I don't know what that is. But when you know somebody's age, apparently that's what you're supposed to do. Well, I just don't see that. I think that's silly, in a way, to treat somebody differently based upon their age. So that's my little soliloquy here this morning on age, with about 8 minutes left in the program today. So if you've been dying to say something, now would be the time to do it. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And I have no idea what this gift is coming from out of state. I know about the Studebaker Radio coming March the 12th, the week of March the 12th. But I have no idea what this thing is coming from out of state. I'm fascinated to find out. They didn't have to do that. It's nice that they did, people don't have to get me anything. Don't we all say that, though, on our birthdays and at Christmas? You don't have to get me anything. And I think we all mean it, but, you know, I don't know. If people want to, you can't really stop them. I tell you, the food was very good at Stewart's on Saturday. It was nice to get back over there. It was very cold on Saturday to go into Stewart's and sit in the lobby there. But like I was saying earlier, every time I'm with Pastor Craig, we always have a great conversation. So the time flew right by, and I just enjoyed it. So that was a lot of fun on Saturday afternoon. And getting to hang out with Michelle that day, because it wasn't very busy because of the weather, that was a lot of fun, too. I'm not sure how long I talked with her, but it was quite a while, and I got to get caught up on her going to the Taylor Swift concert last summer and basically everything she's been doing the last few months. So that was it was just a good day. Saturday, and then cake and ice cream on Saturday night, strawberry ice cream, vanilla cake, by the way, which wasn't bad at all. Went out and had more food on, you know, everything's centered around food. Went out and had more food on Friday night. It was a good time, good day. Got a couple nice gifts for the birthday, which I appreciate. Again, people don't have to do that, but that was very nice for those who did. I certainly do appreciate it. Just a good time, good weekend, good all the way around, as they say. Go ahead, caller.
Well, what state's that gift coming from, Scott?
You know, I'm not really sure, to be honest. I just got a message this morning that they said, I want to let you know I got a gift. I think it'll be there Wednesday. So they must have gotten it. I don't know if it's UPS or what it is. And beyond that, I don't know.
Well, you know the person who sent you the message then.
I do know the person who sent me the message, but I'm not sure.
Where they're located at?
No.
Well, I'll be darned.
Yeah.
That'd be a good trivia question, and then maybe Judy can call in there and get this thing settled. She likes the trivia. It wouldn't be hard to run. It wouldn't be a bad idea to run a couple of those every once in a while. I kind of get a kick out of them too, Scott.
Yeah, they're fun to do.
Later.
You know, I know that, well, I'll tell you what, when the gift gets here on Wednesday, I'll tell you where it came from. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right, 56 minutes past the hour here. Phone lines again open. And don't forget, the big events are coming up this Thursday and Friday. Tune in, well, tune in every day. But tune in on Thursday morning because we've got Mary Ellen Withrow, 8:15 to 10 a.m. live in the studio, recounting a tremendous life and times and the events that happened 30 years ago this coming Friday, 8 to 10 on Thursday, that will be. And then she'll be speaking at Harding. She'll be speaking at Pleasant on Thursday. And on Friday, she'll be speaking at River Valley, and she'll be speaking at Elgin. And then the big open house will be at Kingston on James Way starting at 3:30. And again, there's going to be free food and drink there and a lot of fun. That, to me, is almost like the Christmas party and the anniversary party around here, which I say we never get together as a station, only those two times of the year. But I know most people from the radio station are going to be at that event on Friday. And I also know that Mary Ellen's family, who is around and available, will be at that event. Some of her friends, some local politicians who know her very well, some dignitaries, the people who are at Kingston, and also anybody who wants to come in from the public. And I hope that is a lot of people, because I know that is what Kingston is planning for. And it's going to be a very worthwhile show. And at one point, we are going to take questions, so you can ask Mary Ellen anything you like. I think we're going to be taping these events, the school events, as well as the event at Kingston on Friday at 3:30. So I just hope everybody it's historic. It's historic because it's 30 years. It's historic because she'll be giving the same speech she gave 30 years ago. It's historic because of all the things that are going on, and you just got to come out on Friday for this event. Go ahead, caller.
I got to chime in on another little question. Is there going to be a governor from the state of Ohio there that Mary Ellen Withrow will be?
You know, I honestly can tell you I don't know, but there is definitely a possibility.
Yeah, I think that's one of her favorites. You can hear her voice light up when she says Ted Strickland.
Well, you never know. I can't guarantee anything at this point.
You know, I sat right beside Ted's wife, Frances, and boy, that's a delightful couple right there.
Bye. They are. Nice group of people. All right. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But you know, Mary Ellen does have a good relationship with Governor Strickland, but also a good relationship with Governor Celeste. Matter of fact, I think the last program we did with any governor was probably Governor Celeste. That was back in the summer at her museum. And she actually worked under Governor Celeste. I don't think she ever worked with Governor Strickland. I think she was already in D.C. when he became governor. So there's that. But I don't know. I don't know if there'll be any governors there, to be honest. That has been, you never know till you show up. Let's put it that way. I know I'll be there, God willing. I'll be there on Friday, and so will the WGH gang. And like I said, her family and Mary Ellen, that I know for sure will be there. And again, thank Bob Goyer if you happen to see him around, because he's really spearheading that event at Kingston, and that's a very nice event. All right, for this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not, you know, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous, as I wrote in the book. I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything, which most parents, you know, all the kids wanted a mother like Mrs. Garrett. Well, she wasn't real. Because most mothers lose their temper sometime and they get mad, and so on and so forth.